In the story that is my life, I would name the time that I have spent here no small moments. I joined this church in November of 2001 during the first new member Sunday offered after September 11th. I had been a visitor here for about a year prior to that. When I think about that, I remember a bright September Tuesday morning when my children were particularly sparkly. They were up early, fed, bathed, clothed, and happy. We were ready to drop my elder little prince at his first day of his second year of preschool. He was going to be a yellow apple. Preschool doesn't start until 9:30, and we were ready early that day. I turned on the TV and watched Good Morning America. Just before 9, there was an announcement and photos of an explosion at the World Trade Center. Within 20 minutes, a second plane would explode, and concern over what was initially an accident turned into the horror of wondering if this was war. I was not a young woman that morning, but I was a very young mother, just 3 years into the heart-stretching, tender adventure that is parenthood. My children were darling. They were bright, shiny, and happy, and their world was safe and quiet and loving. I ran outside, and I found my neighbor, whose babies were just a little bit younger than mine. I asked her if she had heard what happened. She turned and yelled at me, and she said, "Yeah, I know what happened. I've got kids to take care of. That's not my problem." And she ran into her house. At first, it was a shocking and stunning response to me. One generated in terror and confusion. It was stunning. In those early moments when our national collective consciousness was changing, I didn't know that that would soon be a response that I would become familiar with. I quickly learned a lot about my neighbors, my community, my country, and myself. We all have stories of September 11th. I'm sharing mine because I didn't know anyone on the planes. I only have a very loose personal connection to somebody who was in one of the buildings. But what happened for me was that that morning, not only did my heart break, but so did begin the breaking of my understanding of who I was and who I was going to need to be as an adult and a parent. This is going to make sense, so just follow me here. Prior to that, I had been visiting this church for about a year. I was surprised and comforted later that morning to get a call from the minister, who told me that the sanctuary would be open that afternoon for anybody who wanted or needed to gather. I wasn't able to come here that day, but I was so comforted to know that there was a place for me, a quiet, peaceful, welcoming place where I could go, perhaps find others who just needed to be together, to be quiet, quietly confused, quietly grieving. People who might together go forward in uncertainty. When I finally did get here, I became engaged in an unfolding cascade of small moments. My time here has been full of ahas. I've been challenged, I've found clarity, grace, I've grown, I've known great surprise, anger, disappointment, reflection, great understanding, great clarity, grace again, more growth, adapting, and continued surprise. In ways that I am not adequately able to explain, this community helped me to grow up in ways that I needed to grow up. I learned life skills here that I hadn't developed prior to age 40. I'm talking about important, life-affirming, life-enriching skills. Here, I have learned how to listen. I have learned and still am a student of practicing honesty in my communication and my relationships. Here, I learned how to be quiet and to let words fall and make meaning. I learned how to stay quiet and think about how I would respond. Here I experience challenge and sadness, frustration, creativity, and learned how to cautiously reflect. Here, for the first time in my life, I was part of a family that broke open, hurt itself, and healed itself in time, growing to be kinder, more mature, more peaceful, and more powerful. Here I learned that change, great change, happens in the most subtle ways, perhaps like evolution itself. A great grand story compiled of many tiny moments, ideas, and experiences. Here I learned that there is no small story, no small kindness, and no small hurt. And therein there lies the truth that there are no small moments, that there must be meaning to everything. I had been here as a member for about 4 years when I was asked if I would be interested in being the director of religious education. And I had an appointment to come meet the minister to talk about that. I guess you'd call it an interview. I live in Groveland, and I crossed the bridge over the Merrimack River by Building 19. And from that point on until I turned off at Route 125, I followed the road that runs along the river underneath the path of a very young eagle that flew directly in front of me overhead all the way from the Merrimack River in Groveland to where Route 125 turns up the hill to come up here to church in Haverhill. And this was 11 years ago, and the eagles were making a comeback, but they weren't as commonly seen as they are today. And it was clear to me that something was happening. And it was clear to me that though I didn't quite understand where I was being led, that it was a path that I needed to follow. There was never a question there for me. So I just want to share with you that when I was called to have my first meeting in the Reading Church, where I'm working in the fall, as I left Groveland, I traveled for quite some time under the path of a great blue heron that stayed right ahead of me overhead for a number of minutes, not just a few seconds. And I like to think that maybe the heron is an older version of the eagle. So I think I am following the right path, and I know that what I've learned here with all of you wonderful people in this wonderful time that I've spent here has prepared me so well for where I'm going. And because I had some really good choices, and I made what I think is a good choice, there are therefore lots of little losses, because everything that I'm leaving behind here is so wonderful. So I'm just so grateful to all of you. And I know that you had cards where Frank was asking you, and he's asked our youth to reflect on what they remember, what they're grateful for, and what they hope for. And I just wanted to tell you a few things that I remember. I remember being terrified of speaking in public. I remember Kevin and Bill Garlington and Cindy Armstrong and Max Iasconi. I remember the 30-hour famine and Richard Stearns and some great decision making. I remember when Tom and Pat got married. When I think about what I'm grateful for, there's so much. But I do want to thank Frank, who helped me to get good with my Jesus and the original stories from my childhood. I am so grateful for the fantastic parents here who taught me so much about who I wanted to be as a mother. And I'm so grateful for the friends here who reminded me how much I loved my children. I'm grateful for the people here who challenged me to learn how to speak. And when I tell you what I'm hopeful for, I hope that all of our volunteers know how much they've been appreciated over the years. I hope that you will forgive me for times that I might have annoyed you or forgotten something or hurt your feelings. I hope that Joanna and Hal Fortna, who aren't here today, I hope they know how much I admire them in so many different ways. I hope that you will forgive me when you find out how lousy my record keeping is. And I hope that those who follow us here know how hard we worked to hold this space, knowing that they're going to come, and knowing how much faith we have in those we don't see yet, but those who will follow us here. I will always remember all of you, and I am truly grateful for all of you and all of our moments. Thank you so very much.